Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys have had a terrific weekend today. You guys staying healthy as always. And be sure to grab your berberine if you want to grab it on sale right now for product of the week. Have a big article that was written on that last week. I talked about it on the show in the detail. If you want to get more detailed info on that, on dihydroberberine, beyond better absorption. We talked about that on Friday and got a lot of good feedback on it. As far as people understanding now what the difference is between dihydroberberine and regular berberine and why it works so much better, why it also costs a lot more, but it's a lot more effective. How are you doing this morning?
Well, if it's 10 times more effective and twice the price, it's a value.
Well, it's actually 5 times more effective, but it's only about double the price.
Oh, yeah. So, great product. Yeah. I love that product.
When you look at it like that, it makes sense.
Oh, by the way, new reports come out and said the flock camera companies don't like being surveilled, and they don't like everybody looking at their cameras and throwing plastic or garbage bags over them.
Well, apparently, allegedly, they're saying now that, and I would never recommend doing this, they're saying, like, laser pointers mess up the lenses on
them.
They
will do that.
I'm not condoning any of that behavior, but I am saying that's apparently been coming out now. People are going and basically doing those real high-powered lasers and putting it right in the lens.
Blowing out the lenses.
And messing up the lenses on them. But, I mean, here's the problem you have with this stuff, with these flock cameras. Here's an article that just came out the other day. Woman surprised when flock surveillance tower appears in her yard without warning. Now, what happened was, essentially, because of the right-of-way on the sidewalk, they put the doggone thing right in front. I mean, there's driveways right there. It's right in front of the yard. And she called up the city about it, and they had no idea. They said, well, we don't know why it's in there.
You just drive by our drive. It'd be a shame if she backed over. It'd be horrible.
Gosh, it'd be a shame if she didn't see it because nobody told her it was there.
You know what this reminds me of? You know, years ago, 25, 30 years ago, Disney put a housing complex up. Give me this camera, Lana. Disney put a housing project up called Celebration.
Yeah.
And they were really, really sticklers as far as rules. The yard had to be X amount of inches long. No trash in the yards. No garbage cans in the yards.
HOA was,
it was unbelievable. And finally, the people there got so fed up with it, they started putting pink flamingos in the front yard.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
They started putting pink flamingos in yard art, which is totally against the rules, just to harass Disney. And so Disney got so mad, they started fining everybody for the pink flamingos. It's kind of like putting up flock cameras everywhere. And finally, Disney got so much bad publicity for being in the Gestapo with pink flamingos and fining everybody that they abandoned and sold their rights, apparently, supposedly, to Celebration and let another organization of the company take it over.
Yep, I remember that.
Because they didn't want to have the
blowback. Well, it made national news at one point.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Pink Flamingo Brigade, and people were driving through, and all of a sudden it was like, why are there pink flamingos all throughout Celebration?
Oh, they're sick of it.
And everybody was doing it in protest, basically.
And I still, to this day, do not understand why anybody wants to live in Celebration. Literally, the houses are built to the lot lines. The yards are 5 inches, five feet wide, sometimes less than that. You have to like mow a strip around the outside of the house, and then there's your neighbor right beside you.
It's more
you.
Of a status thing there. A lot of people like to live there because they live in Celebration, and it's kind of, you know.
Yeah, but the prices were so high now that a lot of people are just using them for basically, they rent them out for Disney because it's right there by Disney.
Airbnb Disney?
Airbnbs, yeah. So
really?
they buy them and they rent them just to make money on them, hopefully get some appreciation value on them, but they don't live there anymore because they have to keep it rented out all the time to keep the bills paid and keep the mortgages paid.
Well, the thing about this with these flock safety, there's another one too now. There's, I think, Avon. It's another company that basically is owned by BlackRock that's getting the contracts for these. They're going up so fast, and everybody's starting to really question what's the real purpose behind these. And you guys already know, but they're honestly saying surveillance, and they're saying it's for safety. Apparently now, from what I've read, is essentially the goal status of them is they want to have them at every intersection, every road crossing, meaning they want every single roadway in the entire United States at a certain point by 2020 to have, or excuse me, by 2030 to have a flock safety camera having some view of it, some vision of it, meaning you will not be able to travel anywhere without getting clipped. Because right now they're doing all major intersections. They're doing it here in Auburndale. Now I'm questioning the law enforcement about it. And see, the thing is, law enforcement loves them because they can go back and basically track people down and figure out crimes allegedly. The issue is, there's no security on these cameras. They're open platforms. They've already shown this in numerous city council meetings where they've taken footage that guys have gone in and they just hack right into them. They can watch everything. And now what's happened is now people are taking even normal CCTV cameras and they're dialing them into the flock camera systems.
Well, I think anybody can watch through it now. They basically have the password.
Yeah, they're not hard at all to get into.
Well, you know, it's crazy because, I mean, everything's turning into a surveillance state. Saturday, I was at the gas station. I'm sorry, at the car wash with my pickup truck trying to see how many fine line scratches I can get in the truck.
Gosh, dude.
That thing really tears up the paint.
I told you, man.
Well, no, I've canceled it now. I've got like three or four more days left, and I'm done.
The only way you can get away with one of those automatic car washes is you got to utilize it right when they're built. For like the first couple months. That's it. After that, they're done.
It's the grit.
Yeah, it's the grit. It's the dirt. It's the wear. What happens is with these guys, and I found some of these guys franchise them. They build them. They have all this. Give me this camera right here. They have all this sunk cost they have into them. And so they start generating revenue really quick, and they're trying to get that cost back when they first do it. The problem is the reason why you see so many car washes that go down, you see them, they're abandoned. They're all over the place. You see them abandoned.
It costs too much to refurbish.
It's the maintenance. It's the continual maintenance of all that equipment, all that machinery inside. And if you constantly have to repair it, you have no profit on the building. It's cost prohibitive. So what happens is they just kind of let them go and defer maintenance, and eventually they suck all the profit out, and then they go, well, you need another, you know, $300,000-$500,000 because you have to update everything and replace it. And everybody goes, write it off, bankrupt it.
Well, I remember I had a black Tahoe. Oh my gosh, never run a black car through one of those. And I remember it had fine line scratches everywhere. It was bad. But that's not why I wanted to bring it up. Here's why I wanted to bring it up. There was a trooper there getting his car done.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I thought, I want to talk to the trooper. I like talking to troopers.
Well, it's not in a position where you're getting pulled over.
Well, no, they're actually.
Was it the leprechaun trooper?
No. Okay. No. He was frightening. He pulled me over. He had a head this big around. I mean, I was about 3 feet tall.
You said he didn't have to duck. He was just looking through the window.
No, he walked up to the car, looked at me, and started screaming. Hideous. I thought he'd have fangs. It was weird. And but the crazy part about it, well, that's a different story. I mean, even Scammerland. And so what ended up happening is we ended up, I started talking to him, and I said, let me ask you a question. I said, how many of those, you know, super speeder tickets have you given?
Oh, interesting question.
Oh, yeah, I had to do this. And he said, a lot, I mean, hundreds. I'm like, gosh, really? He said, oh, yeah, especially over on 275, you know, going across the bay.
Oh,
that's the raceway. That's where the that's where the motorcycles go out there late at night. And they run 170, 180, 200 miles an hour. There are no side streets.
It's actually realistically from a driving standpoint, it's safe as far as no crossroads coming in.
That's right. And so so I asked him. I said, well, what do you do? He goes, well, we can't touch a motorcycle. I said, you can't touch a motorcycle. What does that even mean? You can't touch a motorcycle. He said, oh, we can't fender slap them. We can't try to put them into the ditch.
We can't put them in the wall.
We kill them if we do. I'm like, great. This is great conversation. I'm really enjoying this.
Remember, this is for traffic citation.
Yeah, remember.
Somebody's doing a wheelie.
Well, no. And so basically, I said, well, what do you do? He said, oh, well, we always take the cars now. We get behind them and we push them over. What's that called?
Pit maneuver.
Pit mover. We pit them. And he goes, we only do that when they run. I said, so when they're over 100 miles an hour and they're running, you pit them. Oh, yeah. Look at the side of my car.
Look, he said, look inside his?
No, look at the side of his car.
Oh.
On his driver's side. The entire side was, from the front to the back, was crushed.
On his car?
On the trooper car, from pit maneuvers.
That's
I want to tell you the story this morning. I mean, it was mind-boggling. Now the right side where I drove up to him was perfect.
Okay.
The other side.
So it was his driver's side.
The other side had $10,000 worth of bodywork on it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't fixed already.
No.
It's just that often.
I guess it's that often. And he said, oh, we love doing this. This is great when we do this. It's so much fun. And I looked at my life and thought, hell's wrong with my language. What's wrong with this guy? It's dangerous. Kill somebody. And he goes, I said, you always take him? You always take him to jail? He goes, well, a lot of times we don't if they don't try to run. And it depends on their attitude. And I thought, well, there's this one guy over in Lake Alfred. It doesn't matter how nice you are. Doesn't matter if you try to run or not. He's like the city cop from hell. He's awful. No matter what you do, no matter how nice you are, he's going to run you into the. He's going to take you to the jail. He brags about how many people he's had bay over 50 miles an hour over, and I'm like, well, is it really helping? Well, no, not really. And I'm like, okay. He said, but we got a lot of people that we got hundreds arrested now for that. And I'm like, okay, great. And you get the pit maneuver. Oh yes, it's great. Pit maneuver is fun. I'm like. And I'm thinking to myself, what is wrong with this photograph? I mean, here we got a car with $10,000 worth of damage that's being paid for by taxpayer dollars.
There you go. I was about to say, who's covering all the repair costs on this?
The insurance company probably is, but the insurance probably through the roof now, these cars. And I thought to myself, you know, here's this trooper having fun doing this. And I thought, wow, so then he tells me to go to the Tampa Instagram, police Instagram, or trooper Instagram from Tampa.
Okay.
He wanted to know if I had, Instagram.
Yeah.
He wanted to send me over to watch how they pit maneuver people. It's all on Instagram. Awesome. I can't make this.
I didn't even know that. That's a new one for me.
I thought, well, this is great. I mean, this is, I'm just really not happy about this at all. But now we have flock cameras that say he's driving over 50 miles an hour. Go get him, boy.
Well, here's the part that I have the issue with this, and this is the big issue that I had with what happened in Ybor City, was when you have an incident and you have a car that the guy didn't commit a felony. He was driving reckless. Troopers basically tried to do a traffic stop, and the guy took off. Okay, he shouldn't have done that. Well, they chase him down Nebraska, all Nebraska. This is the one that goes down in Ybor, and he's in Ybor doing 100 miles an hour. Troopers are chasing him. The guy loses control of the car in Ybor, and Ybor's got outside seating. The guy kills four people and injures another 12 people.
There's literally restaurants there. In fact, the Acropolis is like this. They literally have restaurants. The chair backs up to the curb, literally 3 inches from the curb. So you're literally 6 inches off the road.
In the speed limit, there's like snail slow.
25.
Because there's so many people outside, which I get it. But here's the problem. You know, at what point is a trooper chasing somebody into a 25-mile-an-hour zone, and they're fleeing, they're committing a crime? Do you keep pursuing them and keep going after them into like a pretty much a pedestrian area?
You know what's so stupid about this is what we've already talked about are the flock cameras.
There you go. That's where I was going to tie into this.
They're going to follow that person all the way home and find out who was in the car.
The flock cameras are there for your safety and surveillance, but they're not even utilizing them in a way where it actually helps the community.
Well, no. What happens is, here's the thing, and this sounds terrible. I'm going to say it. It's going to get you mad at me on a Monday morning, but at this point, what difference does it make? When these guys swallow a bottle of Viagra.
that we're going on Monday?
Okay. And they decide they're going to have their way with you. They're going to do whatever it takes to catch you. And including killing other people. And the problem with all this is, you think, well, I can't believe you say something like that. Well, that was a description that you guys would understand if you're taking Viagra, and if you know what Viagra is and what it does. And so it's just a crazy thing when they get like that and they want to do this to you, they're going to do whatever they have to catch you. And the sad part about it is when they do that to you, how many other people are they going to kill in the meantime? It's kind of like with Donald Trump. Here's the segue. At every fork in the road, the war with Iran on behest of Israel, Trump's choices are getting worse and worse and worse as we exhaust our Patriot missile systems and we exhaust our munitions. Because remember, we already gave a whole bunch of those away to Ukraine, who got to sell them to the world markets. President Donald Trump has arrived at yet another fork in the road on Iran. But each time he reaches such a point, his options only become more narrow and worse. The Trump administration explained Sunday that a pause in airstrikes, now it's up to 3 nights after 13 straight nights of attack, was meant to create a space for diplomacy. No, it's not. They have to rearm. But he also warned it was locked and loaded for another possible escalation. There are some signs of diplomatic activity. Iran said it hosted talks with Oman, a foreign deputy secretary minister level in recent days. But there's so far no sign of the Islamic Republic, nor will they, shift on its core demand, which caused the latest flare-up with the U.S., its insistence on controlling the shipping straits to the Strait of Hormuz. This is not true. They said, you keep attacking Lebanon, we're going to keep bombing Israel. We're not going to stop.
That's documented.
So we can play the game with the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah.
And they did say this. But they said as long as Israel keeps attacking everybody, because they've had it with the Jews over there. They've just had it. They've had enough. They said, we're not doing this anymore. You can't just attack people all the time. Don't you remember in Syria, in Damascus, they were constantly, the Jews were just constantly dropping bombs on Syria all the time? Another airstrike. And the whole world is kind of like, whatever.
Oh, but you got to remember, they found a Hamas leader that was hiding in a children's hospital.
Well, so. then they decided to go ahead and go into Gaza so they could start a new condominium complex there on the water. And they took out millions of people there. And then they said, oh, by the way, Lebanon looks good too. We'll go ahead and take it too. Now, you could use the excuse about Hamas as much as you want. But, you know, Iran says, you know what? We're Persia. Then they gave Israel the middle finger. They gave Donald Trump the middle finger, and they said, guess what? We don't care how many bottles of Viagra you've swallowed. We've got just as much Viagra here. Have fun with us. Now you think, what is Ted doing this morning? How many purple sticks is he on? I'm on too many purple sticks. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said in a televised press conference that no talks were currently taking place with the United States, and Tehran will never allow the United States to determine the timing of war and peace. This is like Afghanistan. We were in Afghanistan for 20 years. We never conquered Afghanistan. We only conquered the areas we wanted the CIA to grow the 1,000 square miles of poppy. Poppy. More poppy. Was it 1,000 square miles or was it 1,000? Was it 1,000? What was it? It was some insane amount of square miles of poppy.
Oh, I could pull
it up. I think it was 500 square miles of poppy.
I mean, Russia already tried that with Afghanistan.
No, the USSR.
Yeah.
The Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, the almost entire continent over there, went after Afghanistan and bankrupted Russia to the point that the USSR broke up.
And Iran's bigger than Afghanistan.
Oh, Iran's like the size
of
Europe.
It's enormous. I mean, it's a monster country.
No, it's like...
Here's the problem now. I talked to a buddy of mine over the weekend. He said, we're sending tier one operators in there. He said, flat out, we're spinning up tier one operators. That's Delta and that's SEALs. They're doing ops in there now.
But it's cheaper to do that than to send our whole military in there.
They got basically kinetic ops that they're doing. They're trying to destabilize as much as they can. Here's the problem with this. It's too big. The only way that works, you've got to do a full ground invasion of Iran. And that is going to be the biggest atrocity in human history if we go and do that. If the U.S. tries to invade Iran, it is going to be... It's going to be horrific.
Well, the Department of War is already lying. I mean, lying through their teeth about casualties.
That's the part that makes me so angry. And this is what my buddy Jeff told me the other day. He said he confirms the exact same thing. He said, shameful Pentagon accused of cover-up over U.S. military casualties in Iran. They are not telling anybody the truth what's going on with casualties.
I have heard it's into the thousands now. Now, whether that's true
nobody
or not,
can confirm
I don't know.
It because the CIA is so directly involved in operations over there right now. But they said the Pentagon's taken a shameful approach to releasing information. The Department of Defense, or Department of War, has not held a press briefing for 2.5 months. And this is what Hegstead got slammed for the other day, is they're demanding another $60 billion, which they got, by the way, for this conflict, but they're not having any press release on what's going on with it. There's no finish line to this conflict. This is one of the reasons why they're pausing right now, is because they have to reload all the warships with all the missile systems. You know, those things don't just reload like a 249. You don't slap a new belt and they're ready to go. That is an enormous amount of basically logistics and shipping to constantly keep these gigantic missile platforms loaded up. So what are they doing? Hey, we need to pause for a minute. We're unloading munitions. And now, hey, we need another $60 billion. What are we doing as far as press briefs? This conflict now is going into the hundreds of billions of dollars in cost. It's funny, isn't it? Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, once again, are making insane amounts of money. I told you guys the spread. They always have to have a conflict. This is the next major one that they want to keep everyone tied up in. They want to keep everybody focused on it. And what's interesting now is there's so much money that's coming into the markets in certain areas. You can watch it. I talked about this the other day. Because of all this cash, it's like the military COVID version.
Well, that's right. We have to always have a crisis.
You always have to have a crisis going on. And at the same time, you've got everybody distracted on what's going on here in the United States. We just talked about with these AI. Donald Trump came out the other day now, and he said, you're basically insane if you don't want an AI data center. Everybody wants AI data centers. Everybody knows AI data centers.
Stop opposing them.
Yeah, he's flat out saying, stop opposing them. I had the video last week. Stop opposing them.
They won't tell us what they're being used for, Austin.
No. Everybody goes, oh, well, I have better download cloud speed for my AI.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. It has nothing to do with that. From the basis of what is starting to come out now is majority of these AI data centers, the large ones, are all being tied in with military.gov contracts. That's how they're funding these giant infrastructure platforms. So I couldn't figure it out either. I'm like, that's what my buddy told me in Orlando that works in AI. He goes, there's no ROI on these AI data centers right now. There won't be for years and years. They don't cash flow. They don't generate enough revenue from, you know, AI, you know, subscriptions to cover the cost of these multi-hundred-billion-dollar facilities.
Trillions.
Like Utah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 40,000 square miles of area.
That can't be that big.
It's enormous. 4,000 square acres.
40,000 acres, maybe, yeah.
Maybe the Utah data center. I'll pull it up real quick.
It's not 40,000 square miles. That's like the whole state.
Well, no, it just takes up massive room. What is it up here? $100 billion. Yeah, 40,000 acres. Yeah. 40,000 acres. Like that, the building is 40,000 acres.
I know, it's crazy.
40,000 acres. Yeah. Ridgeland Wildlife Preserve in Central Florida, down the road from us, is 50,000 acres. Giant area. I mean, I've hunted out there before. It's a monster. You get lost out there.
I mean, 100 acres is a lot of land.
A lot of land. The building's 40,000 acres. And you sit there and go, yeah, this is...
Okay, yeah. I got to say something. Okay, remember the Book of Eli when Desmond...
Remember that movie?
Yes. I'm not recommending it, especially for kids.
Now, no, I recommend it. It's a really good film. It's R, though.
For adults only.
It's R movie. Okay? Yeah, it's for accordingly. You know, it's a very good film.
And what they did, they had this giant war, and then all of a sudden they took all the Bibles on the planet and destroyed them. Remember, that would be straight Lucifer.
Yep.
Doesn't want the word of God being known. And that, you know, and what's his name? It was Washington, right?
Denzel Washington
had one book left. It was in Braille, and also they want to kill him because he's got the book. They want the book, and so the whole movie's about that. And you know, because they wanted to have the ability to reproduce it again, so people could know the truth of what God had said. AI companies are now buying antique books, ingesting their contents to train the models of the AI, and then destroying them at incredible scale.
Woo!
Are you listening to me? That's why I just brought up Denzel Washington, you know, in the Book of Eli. They don't want a history account of what they've done. That's why they don't like the Book of Enoch.
Yeah.
That's why they took it out in 323 AD. That's why the Roman Church did that, because it went into too much detail on what happened with the fallen angels. So be really, really careful with your old books, because they're taking these books and they're destroying them. They're running them through shredders. As they ingest them into AI, that way they can rewrite history. Right now, World War II has become a footnote to the Holocaust that a lot of people say was basically not really accurate, what they said about what happened with the Holocaust. Now, you think about that for a second. Now, I don't want to go into that today because, well, of course, I could. I guess it doesn't really matter at this point. We've already talked about Viagra all morning. But the point is, at this point, right? But the point is, you've got to realize that, you know, they're going to start destroying copies of the Bible. They're already making it illegal to even use scripture in Canada. They're going to say, well, that's a bad book. Can't do that. You think, well, they would never do that. Really? The Catholic Church got to the point where it was illegal for the laymen, for the peasants to read. They didn't want them to read. They wanted to keep them completely in ignorance. They were illiterate. They couldn't read the Bible. And it was illegal to read the Bible. Remember that.
Yep.
And then Gutenberg came in, a German boy, decided to develop the printing press, and he was right there with Martin Luther. And they go, you know what? We're going to go in now. We're going to start printing copies of the Bible so everybody can read it in German.
Yeah.
Remember? That's what happened. And all of a sudden, the Catholic Church says, you can't do that. Why? Because they had 1,500 years of control. Because they were controlling the monarchy. They were controlling everything because it was part of the Catholic Church tradition to run the world. And then they became incredibly corrupt, selling indulgences.
That's my favorite, the indulgences. Well, if you give us
enough money,
it'll get your, you know, brother out of hell. How much money?
Get out of hell free cards.
Well, you know, he was kind of bad. Say 20,000 pounds. That'll get him out of hell. Okay.
and then they built those giant cathedrals with the indulgence
money. Oh yeah, that's true. And now I do have to say, I've been to Europe, and those cathedrals,
amazing.
It's an incredible level of art and. Infrastructure, architecture that's just...
And they built... And remember, they built them 1,000 years ago.
And it's a lost art. It's a lost world because you don't see anything built like that anymore.
Now we have track housing with single-pane glass.
It might be that. It's when they come in with this infrastructure, like, we're going to make the community amazing. And you go in there, and everything is literally a rectangle box on a box on a box. And there's no art. There's no ideas. There's no brilliance
that's
to it.
Satanism.
Yeah. Bringing the lowest level of frequency. You know, when I was in Orlando a while back ago, they have this big parking garage, and they added these, like, pieces of sheet metal to the side of this parking garage. They look like pieces of paper. They got torn up, and they stuck to the side of the parking garage during a hurricane. Looks atrocious. Looks so cluttered. Every time I see it, it bothers me.
Satanism.
And here, my hunter was with me one day, and we passed it, and we're out there, and he's like, Dad, what's all that stuff stuck on the side of the thing? I said, that's supposed to be their version of art, Hunter. I said, the thing that bothers me is this big, giant, cut-up piece of sheet metal. I said, I wonder how tight those are bolted down in a 150-mile-an-hour hurricane. He goes, that just looks off.
Dangerous.
Even my son, he goes, looks off. I said, what's it supposed to be?
And you see these houses on the interstate. They're built now where the roof line goes up and down, and they're not angled right.
Yeah.
That one horrible furniture place, that nightmare furniture place.
Oh, yeah. What's got the big pyramid on top?
I have nothing but bad experiences with that place. That place got the worst frequency ever.
Don't
go there.
The problem is I've gone over there for multiple times. They have like specials on furniture. You want to go check it out. And the whole thing is a bait and switch over there almost every time. It is. You're like, oh, well, let's get this. We had a friend of ours that was supposed to get some stuff over there, too, real good friends, and they had a deal they were going to go get, and then they go to get it. Well, that was not in stock. We could do this. And all of a sudden, it's like this $2,000 couch set up now is $4,000. Well, we have the taxes and fees and delivery and processing and this and this and this. And it's like it was $1,999 online. Well, yeah, it's going to be $4,000 delivered. It's all these big ripoffs. If you go, a lot of times, man, look at local places. There's a place in Winter Haven for the longest time. You could go buy
Clausen's.
No, there's another one. It closed down. What they do is they buy brand new furniture that had been slightly damaged at stores. And so you go in there and it's like this brand new couch. Like the corner back side of it have like a scratch on it. Side like it goes against the wall. And instead of being a $2,000 couch, it'd be like $450. You negotiate with them, pay cash. That place is really cool. I love places like that.
It's out of business now?
Yeah, it went out of business when they didn't make enough money where they moved. But do stuff like that. You support these giant conglomerate companies.
I went over there one day and I bought a pillow. The world's most expensive pillow. Complete ripoff pillow. Didn't work pillow. And they gave me 3 weeks to return it and swap it for a different pillow or get my money back.
Yeah.
So I went back after 2 weeks.
Didn't work right?
No, they said you can't refund it after 3 days. And I said, your sales guy told me, 3 weeks, four weeks. He goes, oh, no, it's 3 days. And I'm like, it's some work. What are you doing?
3 days? Yeah. I mean, it's you got to drive over there, drive back.
You can't sell used bedding. It's new in Florida.
Yeah.
So they really can't take it back. They have to put it on display.
Throw it away.
Or they could probably use it as a demo or whatever. And finally, they called the sales guy up. Did you tell him it's going to be a month to return this pillow? He goes, yeah, I told him that. Oh. So the guy has to call up corporate to get a acquisition, to be able to swap the pillow. It was 2 hours for a stinking pillow. And what they did it on purpose because they thought I would just walk out. Oh, but not me. Yeah. Not me. Deutschland! I mean, I just sat there. I said, no, we're going
to
do this.
Like, I'm this petty right now. I have nothing else to do today.
No, there's a $200 pillow.
Was it that much? I thought it was $70.
No, it was horrible. I was a complete ripoff. It was supposed to keep my head cool at night so I wouldn't sweat at night.
Oh, is the anti-heat one?
I didn't do it. Yeah, it was a complete. Don't buy one of those.
Well,
I feel like I've been violated.
Well, they have they almost got me one time. They almost got me, and I tested it. It didn't work. I laid down, like fell asleep for like 45 minutes in one of those places.
As
marketing. That's big billboard with it. It's a pillow. It's got like ice cubes around it in the photo. There's like a polar bear sleeping on it soundly. Everything's cool. And I'm like, oh, I sweat at night sometimes. This pillow just sounds amazing. No. So I went and tried it. I woke up 45 minutes sweating.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I got it.
No, it's all the marketing.
Sucks.
But now it's a good pillow. But I pulled the guts out of it and put the Sobacal pill side of the thing on it. My Sobacal pill is what, 30 years old now?
Yeah.
It's got to be 30
that
years old.
A tank, man.
It's made out of buckwheat husk. Weighs like 10 kilos, like 20 pounds. Oh, by the way, I implant that restores vision to the blind is cleared for sale in Europe. We have a cochlear implant for vision now, ?
Whoa.
And I implant it can help blind people see again in Europe. On Wednesday, the U.S.-based Science Corporation announced it had received approval for the European Union to treat patients with vision-restoring bionic eye device towards help with macular degeneration. It's designed to treat advanced macular degeneration. It's a condition in the eye which causes central vision loss. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second. One of the primary causes, in my opinion, a lot of other scientists feel the same way, of macular degeneration, wet macular degeneration, is because of aspirin. You think, well, what do you mean? If I take aspirin, I can directly see the effect of my vision within 24 hours. I'm letting you guys know that. And a lot of scientists say it is causing wet macular degeneration. We have macular degeneration places all over Central Florida now. It's like kidney transplant patients, which is basically
dialysis
is primarily cause of glyphosate, okay, and statin drugs and all the rest. So we have all of these side effects being treated now with this new implant. It's probably going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars being installed into your eye that basically is going to fight the cases of macular degeneration. I don't recommend taking aspirin. It's a great blood thinner. It's great. It's actually too great. and it causes the blood to get in behind that retina. It causes it to detach. So what I recommend is if you need a blood thinner, number one, you drink more water. That's the most important thing you do. You need more water. Number two, you can take vitamin E. And I really recommend our eye support. That product,
EyeSight, yeah.
EyeSight is unbelievably. It's called EyeSight. It's an incredible product. We have it on the website, and I use it every single day. And get a blue screen blocker for your iPads or your phones.
Yeah, I got to know. Am I supposed to be here soon? Ruben's getting one for this. That's the same thing. The problem I've noticed with I don't have a blocker on this laptop. I had one before. And when you're on it all day and you're reading emails, then you're on the phone, and I'll notice after like 3 or 4 hours, I still got good vision, but my eyes feel fatigued.
They'll start blurry on you.
Yeah. I run the EyeSight, so my eyes will get – I get fatigued almost my eyes.
But I take the EyeSight on a regular basis now because it's that important. Pricey product, but boy, does it work well.
Well, it's because of the dosage on it with the lycopene. That's one of the products. So I've told you guys before, lycopene and lutein are two incredibly important products for EyeSight. The problem is most of them aren't full fruit or flower extracts. And secondly, most people don't use the high enough quality in a proper dosage to make it relevant. And also, too, when you add quercetin, which is a massive antioxidant, bilberry, alpha-lipoic acid, taurine, N-acetylcysteine, which if you're not taking N-acetylcysteine anymore, you're not following as far as what's going on. N-acetylcysteine is one of the best supplements that helps out with detoxifying the body, that helps out as far as the liver, that helps out with all this different stuff on it. And so we talked about it in detail. I remember N-acetylcysteine is one of the only natural supplements that is prescribed as standard of care for Tylenol overdose in the hospital. They use NAC directly. You come in, I took too much Tylenol. Boom, you get intravenous NAC.
Yeah, and you know what I've seen, too, and you know, that's part of our spike protein survival kit.
Yeah, it is.
What I've seen with this particular product is that it really helps people that have been suffering from memory losses because of the they took, right?
That 2020 thing.
That 2020 thing that we can't talk about on the air.
on YouTube.
You know, it's so funny. And this really irritates me. It really grinds me a little bit the wrong direction, especially with YouTube. No offense, YouTube, but this is you guys. There are so many other people that talk about that. It happened in 2020 on YouTube. And you guys leave them alone. We've been banned a half dozen times already. You know, and so we have to be so careful with what we say. And so it's not fair, to be honest with you, what they've done to us. Because we're trying to tell you guys the truth. But N-acetylcysteine is critical. Memory support is critical. And one of the primary reasons it happens is because of the sand spurs, the spike proteins, are like little sand spurs that get up inside those blood vessels in the brain and start reducing the amount of blood flow to the brain, which reduces oxygen, which causes neurodegradation and loss of memory. Super important if you're having memory problems. And also another thing, too, if you're having quote-unquote long COVID, I can't say the word, what ends up happening is you've got to make sure that you're taking the spike protein survival thing. Because I'm telling you this, guys, the amount of suicides that we're seeing now are unbelievable because of this, because people get so depressed over this stuff. So it's really important.
Well, one of the biggest things, and say hey to everybody on YouTube. Hey, guys. Hi, YouTube. You guys are there?
Hey, YouTube.
did you talk about the COVID shot?
Are they already talking?
Yeah, there's all people in the chat. Appreciate you guys on there. Somebody said take it daily, Natokinase, with the NAC. That's stacked up in that formula as far as the spike protein survival kit. And that's one of the reasons why we put together these kits on here. We don't put them together just arbitrarily. There's certain nutrients, certain things we add in together to make sure they work really good. Now, here's an article that I found really interesting on the cover today. It says how low B12 can mimic signs of aging.
Oh, you got to have B12. Where's our B12? Do we have any out here right now?
No, you ate all of it again.
I think I took 5 last time.
When the first time you took 10, that was a lot.
People thought I was kidding. I really did that.
I think we're out.
Oh, we got to get some more.
Well, it's funny. I just got my blood work back last week, and my B12, they said, how much B12 do you take? I said, I don't know.
Doesn't hurt you at all.
I was at 1590.
I maxed over 2,000 last time. I was off the chart. The guy looks at me and goes, you must take B12. I said, no, I take methylated
B12. And there's the crazy part. I've had customers that have been on the cyanide cobalamin and B12 injections. I mean, every week they got to take a shot. I mean, B12 shots, and they're like, I can't get my B12 up. It's still like 300-400. I said, what are you doing? Well, it's the injectable. I said, like 99% injectables are cyanide cobalamin. They're not methylated. So even though you're injecting it, your body still has to break it down the exact same way as if you're ingesting cyanide cobalamin and B12 orally. Body can't do it.
Most, it's got to go through the liver.
It's got to go through the liver. Most people don't have enough of the enzymes to be able to handle and process. Not to mention high doses of cyanide, cobalamin B12, it releases small amounts of cyanide when it breaks off. But side note, so I've said, take B12 sublingual, put it in your tongue, take 1, 2, 3 a day. Okay. They take it. A couple weeks later, they come back, they're like, dude, my blood work's incredible. My B12's perfect now. I don't have to take a shot anymore. You're welcome. The right supplements and the right dosage produce great results if taken properly, and that's why it says up to 1 in 5 older adults now are suffering from poor cellular energy production due to a lack of B12. Deficiency symptoms mimic signs of normal aging, so it's easy to miss. New preclinical research is now exploring a possible reason why B12's role in keeping your mitochondria, the energy factory inside your cells, running properly. It says it right here. Hi, give me camera 4. In the first study published in the Journal of Nutrition, research reduced B12 availability in mice and examined skeletal muscle, which had high energy demands. The mitochondria worked less efficiently, produced less energy when B12 was low, showing signs of damage to their DNA. So B12 dropped, you started having DNA damage. Then basically the co-author of it, they went and looked at it and they said the mouse research already linked B12 deficiency to mitochondria DNA and reduced energy production.
Sarcopenia.
Read it.
The muscle connection is especially important for older adults as B12 becomes more common with age. B12 deficiency, partly due to reduced absorption. At the same time, the aging adults face elevated risk of sarcopenia, the loss of muscle mass and strength that erodes independence and quality of life. We've sort of shown that B12 deficiency or insufficiency is kind of a second hit on the same type of tissue in the same vulnerable population, field told Epic Times. So funny. We have sort of shown. What does that even mean?
Poorly written on that.
No, what he's saying is I'm not making any claims.
Oh, yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. But I take the B12. And, well, if I don't take the B12 every day, I'm taking the powdered multiple every day, which is loaded B12.
With loaded B12. It says exciting findings is that improving B12 status was associated with better mitochondrial function in muscle. This suggests that B12 may play a role not only in preventing deficiency diseases, but also in supporting cellular energy systems that help maintain healthy aging. That's why the B complex is so popular, the multiple powder is so popular.
I disagree.
You don't agree it's not popular?
I just totally disagree with this whole statement.
No.
Just healthy aging. You listening to me? I tried that once. It sucked. I don't like healthy aging. I don't want to age.
You just want to choose to just not age, opt out?
No, just me on too many Permal sticks. I mean, just...
Can you just click the box, opt out?
No, I'm opting out of aging. I have no interest at all in aging whatsoever. Aging to me is awful. I tried it once. It be honest with you, it sucked. It was horrible. And I said, I'm not doing this anymore. You got to age gracefully. No, you don't. Just don't age. Just tell your body, I'm not doing this. Take your B12. I know. I take so many vitamins now. It's ludicrous.
Oh, I'm well aware. You take a lot of purple sticks.
You see all these empty boxes of purple sticks around us?
That's
all
him.
This entire set is empty. It's because we've used them all.
No. You have used them all.
No, to me, it's like this. If I'm going to be doing something that's going to make me feel better and it's going to keep me. Paul Bragg had this guy who was Dr. Bragg, wrote The Shocking Truth About Water. Great, great doctor. He's died. Now he died in a surfing accident like at the age of 90. Which you probably shouldn't have been on a surfboard at 90.
That's kind of impressive, though.
That's very impressive.
To die in a surfboard accident.
Well, yeah. But the point was, he said he was in a state of agelessness. He stopped aging. He said, you know what? I've had enough of it.
So, well, it comes down, this would be, it comes down to mitochondria. It's really what it comes down to.
Well, no.
To.
Once
the cell house of the body.
Well, everybody dies for the same reason. Your mitochondria will stop producing
exactly
ATP.
Right.
That's how you die.
That's why the creatine has become so
popular.
Oh,
yeah.
And I've told people this. You don't, this whole fad where everybody's like, you need to be taking 5 to 10 grams of creatine a day. No, you do not. That is not.
Okay.
First off, take it properly.
Okay.
You need to be taking it as a great daily supplement. It's good for the brain. It's good for the muscles. Good for the mitochondria. But you take it properly where your body's not overloaded with creatinine
there
in
you
your
go.
Kidneys. High doses of creatine monohydrate when taken. They mix with hydrochloric acid in the stomach directly. They turn into creatinine. Enormous amount of it goes to a creatinine byproduct. This is because your body wasn't really designed to absorb huge amount of creatine in water in your stomach. It's designed to pull it out of protein. like beef, buffalo, high levels of creatine. When you take it like I did with the one in Switzerland, it's the best creatine I've ever used. That's why the only company I will sell it from. They have essentially a slow-release plant cellulose capsule that breaks down in the small intestines, which is where your body absorbs creatine naturally through breaking down of like bison or buffalo or meat, right? So you don't get almost any creatinine byproducts. When my blood work came back, my creatinine was perfect. I've done this before myself. I've used high doses of creatine monohydrate, 10, 15, 20 grams a day. I couldn't figure out why my BUN and my creatinine was to the roof. Every time I got my blood work done, it was to the roof. Doctor's like, what are you taking? I'm taking like 20 grams of creatine a day. I feel great. I'm all bloated. When you stop taking it, you drop all this water. And you're like, okay, well, that was fun. You take a dosage that's proper for you. You use it properly and absorb it properly.
1,000 to 2,000 grams
that's
max.
That's
2 pills a day.
That's it. Or you can run, the most was like three times a day if you're training really heavy. But I want to get another creature.
Now, give me this camera, Lana. Since I've become an expert on anti-aging because I've chosen not to age. I wrote a book on this years ago. Everybody thought I was cold for being silly. It was called Maximum Age Reversal. You can look it up. I wrote the book. And what's funny about this, I learned that there's several things you got to do if you're getting past the age of 50. Okay? No.
No, somebody, they said the tubs have contributed to their addiction.
Me too. I'm going through this stuff so fast.
But here's the problem. I'll be honest.
It's got methylated B vitamins in it.
It's a naturally addictive substance that actually benefits your body.
No, it's good for you.
But here's the problem with cans. It's just a little bit bigger of a scoop this time. I'm taking a scoop and a half.
You're doing that to me too.
Well, yeah, because when we do the patch, you're like, I pop a pack and I'm done.
Yeah.
With that, it's like, yeah, that's a heaping scoop.
Well, how about two of them? Two won't hurt me.
Two more. Well,
but back to this aging thing. Okay, here's what I've learned. I went to my class reunion, right? My 50th year high school class reunion, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, 3 years ago. And I remember I was walking around going, why does everybody look so old? And one guy walks up to me and goes, why are you here? You look 20, 30 years younger than the rest of us. And I'm like, I really don't know. And I thought to myself, if you hang out with people that are old waiting to die, I'm sorry, but that's what people do. Now, listen to me. I'm going to be real with you for a second. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be kind to the elderly. I'm not saying that we shouldn't hang out with the elderly. I'm not saying that we shouldn't support our oma and our oma, our grandfather, our grandmother. I'm not saying any of that stuff. But what I'm saying is everybody you hang out with is waiting to die, and they're on their deathbed, and all you hear about is, oh, I'm so sick now. I'm on 14 medications, and the doctor's giving me 3 weeks to live. If that's all you hear from somebody who's your age, that's pretty doggone negative.
That is true.
One time I was sitting in Lutheran church. It's really old demographics, really old, complete zero dating pool, right? And I shouldn't have said that, but it's true. And
bro, you are going to get me blasted on YouTube right now. Calm down.
And what's funny is I'm sitting there, I'm behind this group, and they're all talking about the diseases they have and the sicknesses they have and how they're all dying of this and dying of that and dying of this. I got it moved. It was before church started. I said, I'm not listening to this. Some negative confessions. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. I feel great today. I take my B12. I take my B vitamins. I take my B supplements. I take my creatine. I take my GHI every day. I keep my liver cleansed. I have more energy than I did when I was 20 years old. My mental acuity is still as best it could possibly be. Those are your confessions and those are the prayers and that's what you thank God for. You don't sit there and wait around to die. Oh, I've got to see another doctor. He told me I got 3 months to live. And you're like, oh, he passed a curse on me. Little voodoo wand. But says, you got three. They have no idea how long you're going to live. They tell you this stuff. Half people die because they're told they're going to die. It's terrible what they do. I saw a guy a couple of years ago. You got 30 days to live. You got stage 4 pancreatic liver cancer. All of a sudden, he went to a naturopath. And he started taking these supplements. And all of a sudden, 8, 9 months later, he goes back to the doctor. The doctor says, you don't have pancreatic liver cancer anymore. And the guy goes, oh, but he was already ready to die. You think, no, you're kidding. No, he already had the voodoo curse. He already internalized he was going to die. He's in his early 70s. He starved himself to death. I went to his funeral. I couldn't believe it. He was healthy. He died of malnutrition. Quit eating. He had to find a way to kill himself because he had been told he's going to die. You say, oh, you're making this up. I ain't making it up. I was at the funeral.
The mind is very powerful.
The mind. When you tell your body you're going to die, your mind decides it's going to die. You choose death. That's not a joke. You can't do that. Don't hang out with old sick people. Period.
You know,
and now if they're older, and they're active, and they're running around, and they're playing golf, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, they got a great attitude, have at it, have fun with them. But don't make it a point of being around old, sick people. Old, sick, mean people. Old, sick, mean,
negative,
bitter people. Ah, I hate the world. You went around with little claws hanging out, and they're sick, and they got every disease on the planet. You ask yourself, what is wrong with you? I said, you've talked yourself into this because of cortisol stopping hydrochloric acid, stopping digestion, giving you all kinds of deficiency diseases, including arthritis, because you're bitter and you hate everybody. Don't hate anybody, except for maybe the devil. You hate the devil. It's all right. But that's, I'm okay with that. But don't hate the rest. Don't hate the rest of the world.
You hate devil's good.
We got Lana laughing back here now.
And you know, it's funny. You're funny. One of the, you know, one of my best friends used to be tier two operator, ranger, and he always tells every time we operate with him, he says it all the time, and I finally understood the concept after I trained with him enough, and he always said, you got to want to live. I thought it was an interesting concept. Well, of course you want to live. He goes, no, you got to want to live. You got to want to do anything you can to make sure you live. You got to do everything you can to stay in the fight. You got to want to live. Once you lose that desire, that goal, that innate concept where
somebody's going to kill you.
Yeah, something's going to kill you. And it, a lot of times it's your mind. Your mind is what gets a hold of you the most time. You know, barring some massive, catastrophic, you know, horrific event that occurs to you, your mind is what starts breaking everything down. It's your mindset. You've got to want to live. You've got to want to be healthy. If you're always going, I don't care. I'll eat the junk food. It doesn't matter to me, blah, blah, blah. Your body will go down that line. You'll kill yourself with food. You'll kill yourself with pharmaceutical drugs, and you won't even realize you did it.
You'll kill your mitochondrial function.
That's exactly right. You'll take yourself out of the fight. And a lot of times people do it subconsciously, and it goes back to what you just talked about with top five people. You hang around with five people. They don't really want to live. They don't mind being sick. They'll take you out of the fight.
Now, I got to say something, okay? Supplements, this is why they're so important. This is why the right supplements are so important. Here's the thing. If you have an individual that's taking vitamins that don't work, they don't get absorbed, they don't get down to the cellular level, they cannot feed your body.
No.
Nutraceutical supplements are designed, the ones we have, they're designed to go through the digestive process, get into the bloodstream, and feed the cell.
Feed the cells.
You hear what I'm saying? A lot of them won't even digest. They don't feed anything except for they feed the pocketbook of the BlackRock, State Street,
exactly
Vanguard,
right,
who are producing this crap stuff.
They get out of China.
Yeah, they get out of China. And so what happens? You're spending $100 or $200 or $300 a month on supplements that don't work, and you get sicker and older, sicker and older, sicker and older, and you go, why am I sicker and older? Well, because you've been feeding your body nothing.
Yeah.
Your body can't absorb the crap. It's coated in a shellac. That's why you go to a portlet. You'll find that they got the screen at the bottom of the portlet. It's filled with vitamins. You say, where did the vitamins come from? Well, they went through somebody's gastrointestinal tract, and they never got absorbed. They never got broken down. Why do you think our powdered multiple, one of the best-selling products we have, is powder? Because you don't have to break it down. It goes into the bloodstream almost immediately. You can feel that process within 20 minutes after you take
it. That's why the B12s, I always run the multiple powder in the morning. I didn't take the B12. I didn't take the B12 for blood work. I just took the multiple powder the day before. I didn't even take it the day of for bloods in the morning, and it still shot my B12 to 1580, 1590.
Well, no, and so
that was just from the
powder. That's why people say, well, vitamins don't work. And that's why most doctors are taught that vitamins don't work, because they don't work. If you buy junk stuff, they don't work. And so you think, well, you know, I can buy that product for $1.50 a bottle, and your bottle is $5 a bottle. I could spend three times the price. It's 10 times as good. It works. So what are you getting? You're not getting a bargain at $1.50. You're getting ripped off.
Well, as we said earlier, if the berberine, dihydroberberine, works five times, it's five times more absorbable, more effective than regular berberine, but it's twice the price,
well,
you're still looking at a very positive ROI.
You take your Corvette, okay? You take your Corvette down to the gas station. You put sludge in it. You put kerosene in it. You put diesel fuel in it. You say, it was 10 cents a gallon cheaper. I got it at a bargain. And all of a sudden, your car quits. Now you got to have the whole fuel injector system clean. Well, what's wrong with this car? You put the crap into it. What do you think was going to happen to it? The same thing is true with your body. Then you're a highly tuned biological, you know, machine that's a computer system that's based on a holographic image. I mean, you are so advanced, it's unbelievable. Somebody said to me last night, do you believe in the evolution? I said, evolution? That we came from a rock, from lightning, from a peptide? No. That the amoeba decided it wanted to be a human? The law of entropy says it doesn't happen. Nature follows the least path of resistance. I said, no, evolution is a lie. Oh, what do you mean by that? And they were serious. They've been taught in school. All had a professor taught genetics at Florida State. We asked him one time about evolution. He had done his doctoral dissertation on the law of evolution. Could we have evolved? How many years would it have taken? How many centuries? How many hundreds of billions of years, et cetera, et cetera? He said it was like, I forgot what it was. It was like 10 to the 36,000th power, which is like 36,000 zeros, right? He said it's impossible. It didn't happen. Next semester, he got terminated. Florida State, can't say that. He's telling the truth. Evolution is a lie. We were divinely created in the image of the Most High God. I've covered it in Angel Wars and tell you why. That's why our bodies are so complex. That's why our bodies require complex feeding and nutrients. And that's why the supplements work. Because I take this stuff every day. If I could make a better product, guys, I would make it. I ingest it personally. My family ingests it. I can't make better products or I would.
You talk about quality. I remember years ago, I had a GM SUV. It was 2016. It had the 6.2 in it, which good motor. It's got a lot better now, V8. And I remember when I got it, they were like, you got to put premium in it. And I was like, I'm using diesels. It was gas or it's 6.2. I'm like, okay, whatever. 93 octane is kind of expensive. You know, it's like $3 a gallon at the time.
What wasn't a diesel? It was gasoline.
Gasoline 6.2. Yeah. The motor's gotten better now. But anyways. So
a lot of problems with that motor.
Yeah. It's gotten better now. Like, they had a lot of issues with it. But so I was like, you know, and it's like a dollar more a gallon for premium. I'm like, I'm going to put 87 in it. So when I got it, it was running really good. I put 87 in it. Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about detuned, no power. Did it no acceleration on the highway. It detuned itself. It went to its highest power it could get to with the poorest quality fuel.
That's why, because it didn't want to detonate and start dieseling. That's
correctly.
Why it does that.
So what happens is, in order to protect the motor, it down-regulates all its function.
It retards the timing.
That's what your body does when you put crap in it. When you put junk food in it, you don't put nutrients in it, or ultra-processed food.
It retards the timing.
It breaks it down so it can function and still operate, but it is least possible efficiency.
And it's trying to get all the poison out all the time. It's trying to detox itself for what you put into it.
That's exactly right.
So now you feel awful. You're in a detox phase all the
time. And then you get all this carbon buildup on the valves. You have all this junk in the fuel system. And so eventually, you got to put fuel injector cleaner in it and 93 octane in it and octane booster in it to clean it out. So then it goes, oh, I feel good now.
Breathing. Yeah.
That's what it's like when your body's running on trash. You start putting B12 in it. You put the multiple powder in it. You start detoxing the body. You start cleansing it out. You put the GHI cleanse. Everything starts cleaning out and running better. And the motor goes, okay, now I've got 450 horsepower. I was operating about 280, 290 detuned with all this junk in me. Now I can operate to optimal performance and efficiency. That's how your body runs. When you look at it like a machine, when you look at it like you're feeding a machine and doing it correctly, your body evolves essentially in the concept of it gets better, stays stronger, and it leads to an ageless aspect on it.
Well, you know, so you can decide. You want to get old really fast and die? A lot of people do. Am I talking to you? Are we having a conversation here? I mean, how fast do you want to age and how quick do you want to die? A lot of people say, well, you know, if the final words that you say when you're on your deathbed are, thank God it's over, your life sucks.
That's horrible.
No, you got a horrible life and you were sick all the time and diseased. Hypochondriac says on their tombstone, I told you I was sick. Is that what you want? Do you want to have that life? I don't think so. I don't want that life. I want to have a life of abundance. I want God to sit there and go, wow, Ted, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You ran a good race. You talked about me. You talked about Jesus. You talked about God. You talked about all of us up here in heaven. You told everybody how they needed to do what that we do. They did to serve God and obey his commandments. You talked about the power of the blood. You talked about communion. This is great. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, when you do that and you serve God and you obey his commandments, it's a whole lot easier to hear his will for your life. I'm going to say that to you very clearly. It's a lot easier to hear from God and be led by the Holy Spirit when you're trying to walk in the blessings of God. If you're out there, let's go out to strip club tonight. Don't do stuff like that, guys. Whoever said this, my life was a wreck and I started going to strip clubs. It's better now. am I right?
I mean, I can't argue with that one.
The same thing with alcohol. I mean, who says stuff like that? Learn how to live the right life. Learn how to date, you know, specifically for the right person who you want to get married to.
No, we're not dating today.
Learn how to get along with your wife. Learn how to get along with your husband. Learn how to get along. Make sure everybody wants to eat clean before you start dating them.
That's a big one.
That's really important, guys, because
make sure people's lifestyle, especially with food, because remember, food never goes away. You have to continue to eat.
Yeah.
It's not one of those like, we'll deal with that later. We'll just cross that hurdle. It's a hurdle that's going to come across about 3, 4, 5 times a day. You got to figure out what choice is. This is an article just came out. I'll cover it real quick, burn the clock. It says, not just what you eat everyday habits keep inflammation burning. It talks about lifestyle choices here, and it says one of the biggest triggers is more than what you think. And it says stress, dehydration, and ultra-processed food lead to an increase of inflammation in the body that's like 4, 5, 6x. It compounds on itself. So, for example, you aren't sleeping that good, but you're eating clean. You got a little bit of inflammation. Well, now you throw ultra-processed foods.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now you don't just add in ultra-processed foods, lack of sleep. You like 4x it, meaning you start going exponential as far as inflammation. Inflammation starts just going through the roof.
Especially dairy.
Especially processed dairy. Then it says you start going and you add more contributing factors as far as like lifestyle choices like smoking and alcohol. Well, then you like 8x it. So now your aging, your energy, and all your other functioning now is getting worse and worse and worse. Your inflammation is getting so bad. It says the gut may be driving inflammation. I talk about this all the time. 70% of the body's immune cells are associated with the gastrointestinal tract and trillions of microbes living there that help educate and regulate immune systems. When the balance of those microbes is disrupted, condition known as gut dysbiosis, when the intestinal barrier becomes impaired, inflammatory signals increase throughout the entire body. This is why it's so important to make sure. It says feed your gut microbe, eating fiber-rich foods, exercising regularly, keep regular bowel movements, choosing fermented foods and yogurt.
Bowels are important.
Sauerkraut. Also says avoid unnecessary antibiotics and make sure you're taking healthy gut supplements like our probiotic DF or 100 billion or 350. The gut, the more I talk about it all the time, when you dig into it deep enough, everything stems down to the gut. It's either healthy or it's not. The more unhealthier that it is, the worse everything else functions in your body.
You remember the movie Star Wars back when they actually make
the real one?
The real one.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, the new
one. Yeah, the original one.
They're all woke garbage now. But they remember when the Sith Lord or whatever his name was, the, you know, was fighting with Darth Vader and fighting these people, and he sits there, he's got the flames coming out of his fingernails.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they pull his mask off and you see him. And he's aged unbelievably bad.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
If you want to look like that, make sure you keep the fires burning on the inflammation process. You're going to look like that when you're 60 years old, 65 years old. You're going to look 90 years old. Don't allow yourself to keep eating the junk food. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Pray on a regular basis. You got to pray all the time. Pray like it's all up to God and work like it's all up to you.
There you go. Here's your guy.
Yeah. That's what you want to look like when you're 50?
Well, that's one of the reasons why the collagen is so important with the other supplements help out.
If you want to really get wrinkly and look like that, don't take the collagen, don't take the vitamin C, and you'll age like that. If that's what you want, you think, I don't look like that. Well, then, great. You have options. We're giving them to you right now on how to look really great most of your life. Well, no. Remember, it's choices, Austin.
Yeah.
It's just choices and consequences. That's all it is. It's all it boils down to is choices and consequences.
Yeah.
There's no rules. You can do what you want.
Well, it's just like, probably again, I just talked about it. I'm a motorhead. I use that example a lot. When you go to the gas station, you got 87, 89, 90, 91, 93.
Look at it. I mean, you get out on the highway. You can do 70. You can do 120. You get pulled over. You get sideswiped by a trooper. That's your consequence. I mean, that's God. It's awful, and they get laughing at fun at the gas station and at the
they
car
do
wash.
Think it's fun. I've heard them too. Well, there was one a while back ago. They got in trouble for it. They sideswiped somebody, pit maneuver. The guy was fleeing and eluding, but it was no. He had a warrant for like an outstanding ticket.
Oh yeah.
Well, they sideswiped him 120. He had a guardrail rolled. Everybody in the vehicle died.
Yeah,
everybody died.
Yeah,
the consequence goes, well, was a consequence because he got outstanding ticket?
You understand what you do, don't you? You drive a 911 Turbo S.
We're not going there.
0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds.
Not.
Then nobody sideswipes you because nobody can find you. You're running to it.
I'm not condoning any type of illicit or legal behavior on the street.
No, I'm not either.
The track.
I'm just saying that if you're going to be doing stupid stuff like running away from a trooper, you better be something that'll go.
Well, no, I'm not recommending it at all. It was like an Altima or something.
Oh, yeah.
Four cylinder.
They're going to catch you in those Chargers, guys. Those things have like 400 or 500 horsepower.
Oh, they get them juiced up, too.
You get the
Hellcat out there.
You get a 911 Turbo S, you know, with 800 horsepower and get it all modified. There's nothing much that'll catch you out there. What's that ZR1 versus that vet now, that whatever?
Oh, yeah, the ZR1.
Yeah, if you're running away from a trooper and $250,000 vet, you're pretty stupid.
I am not condoning any type of fleeing and eluding.
I'm not either. Don't do it. But I'm telling you, don't be stupid. Don't be doing stuff like that.
Keep it on the track.
Keep it on the track. And don't get sideswiped on the track. Some people drive like maniacs on tracks.
They do drive like maniacs on tracks. But at least in the track, you don't have the aspect of enormous amount of other traffic involved.
That track that we run on over in Tampa, they have wrecks there all the time.
There are wrecks everywhere. Like Sebring's real fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're the clock now.
Oh, clock's done. Hey, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Jesus loves you, and so do we. So
thank you guys for the support. Grab the Berberine Ultimate on sale if you want that. Also, check out the other best sellers on the side of healthmasters.com. Magnesium Brain Food, one of our top sellers. That's where I got 61 five-star reviews. You know, I got this website up and running less than a year ago, and you guys have done so much to give me your views. Keep it up. I appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Sign up for the email if you want to get the daily updates. Have a blessed evening. We'll talk to you in this show tomorrow, as always.
Thanks for your support. If you weren't here, we wouldn't be here either. God bless you.